This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. More than 200 people were killed and 400 more wounded in 8 bomb blasts that rocked churches and luxury hotels in or near Sri Lanka's capital on Easter Sunday. The defense minister described the bombings as a terrorist attack by religious extremists. Officials say 7 people have been detained in connection with the blasts. This, the deadliest violence a South Asian island country has seen since a bloody civil war ended a decade ago. A Colombo resident saying he is shocked by the attacks.
We moved back to this country after the war, actually myself. I was living elsewhere and in 2011 because this is a peaceful country. And now we are just totally surprised and dumbfounded. But we will come out of this. I'm confident. I hope so.
The explosions at 3 churches and 3 hotels collapsed ceilings and blew out windows, killing worshippers and hotel guests. Supporters cheered as they watched the Ukrainian exit polls come in after an apparent landslide victory of Volodymyr Zelensky. The results of Sunday's runoff presidential election, a bitter blow for incumbent Petro Poroshenko, who tried to rally Ukrainians around the flag by casting himself as a bulwark against Russian aggression. The national exit poll showed the 41-year-old had won 73% of the vote.
Зробили це разом.
Zelensky's once long-shot bid for the presidency gained momentum amid voter frustration over corruption, economic woes, and an ongoing conflict in the country's east. This is VOA News. Washington remains focused on steps Congress may take after a redacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe was released last week. VOA's Michael Bowman reports Democrats in the House of Representatives are determined to obtain a complete unredacted version of the document, which found no collusion between President Donald Trump's inner circle and Russia, but neither established nor ruled out that the president obstructed justice.
The long-awaited Mueller report signaled that President Trump is in no legal jeopardy from the Justice Department on Russia-related matters. But what about Congress, which has the power to investigate and impeach? On Capitol Hill, Republicans who control the Senate are eager to turn the page. Democrats who control the House are divided on what to do next.
What we are going to have to decide as a caucus is, what is the best thing for the country?
The White House insists Trump has been vindicated.
The president is not going to jail. He's staying in the White House for 5.5 more years. Why? Because they found no crime.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Both Representative Adam Schiff and Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway appeared on ABC this week. The organizers of Sudan's protests say they have suspended talks with the ruling military council. This because it has failed to meet their demands for an immediate transfer to a civilian government following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir. A spokesman for the Sudanese Professionals Association says Sunday that the political committee of the military council is too close to al-Bashir, who has been jailed in Khartoum. He repeated the group's call for an immediate transfer to a transitional civilian government that would rule for 4 years. Easter Sunday in Britain this year coincides with another special day, the Queen's 93rd birthday. The monarch decided to spend the day attending an Easter service with other senior royals at St. George's Chapel on the grounds of Windsor Castle. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Queen Elizabeth II was joined at the service by her 2 grandsons, William and Harry, as well as William's wife, Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge. Harry's wife, Meghan, who is expecting their first child in the weeks to come, did not attend. Harry and Meghan did, however, post a birthday greeting for the Queen on their Instagram page. "Happy birthday, Your Majesty, Mom, Granny," it read, "wishing you the most wonderful day, Harry and Meghan." This is the first of 2 birthday celebrations each year for the Queen. She marks her official birthday in June with the Trooping the Collar Parade. Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.